Hey guys, this is Rob from the band Resolve, and you're watching slash listening slash consuming Interview Under Fire.
All right, everyone, welcome back to a brand new edition of Interview Under Fire. This is your beloved host here and Sunny as always, and today I'd like to welcome a insanely talented musician, Robin Marriott, a hell of an exceptional musician. It's an honor, man. Thank you for joining our IUF series today. Man, oh man, we are finally approaching a big moment of the year for you and the rest of the guys over at Resolve on your highly anticipated album, Human, dropped September 15th on the Rising Empire. You guys have been picking up momentum as of late, Robin. I mean, the reception has been very well received and welcomed. Those brutally amazing singles with the title track, Death Awaits, New Colors, Move to Trash. So much to discover about this album and everything that went behind it. Before we get to all that, how are you? I don't think I asked you this yet. I feel like 2023 is going by so quickly. Of course, alongside the album, you got some extensive tour dates happening. These are some exciting times, right? Let's pinch ourselves here just a little bit. How are you? How's life in France?
Well, first off, I'm good. I'm very, very hot, like we were seeing before, because it's we are in the middle of a heat wave here in France. So, and I'm living right like at the most intense point. So it's pretty tough. Thank you very, very much for the praises on the musicianship, though I must say in full disclosure that you are talking to the least musically talented member of Resolve. I have a lot of different talents, but I must say, and that's because like the other three guys are so much like better at their instrument and so much more creative musically, like if we are talking strictly musically. So like I'll take that, but to be honest, I don't consider myself a great bass player, to be honest. It's fine. It's another topic.
So. I don't know. The bass lines in Human are absolutely ridiculous. So
I'm not the one who wrote them. I mean, we can talk more about that if you want, but I mean, I guess we'll come to it. But yeah, no, I'm not the one writing. And full disclosure, I'm not even the one performing the bass on the album.
You're the one still performing bass. You're still taking part of that position when you're playing live. So that's a whole different art to be taking. So
I do a lot of stuff for Resolve, but I wouldn't say like, I mean, I'm obviously the bassist of Resolve, but this is not the primary thing that I do in the band. But I guess you know what I'm saying. Like, you know, there's always like the musical members, and there's the, would I say like business oriented? Maybe if that's the word.
I get it. Yeah, and you know, speaking of that, here's the thing. I do want to start things off on this note. I want to go back to 2017, if that's okay, because you guys from France and have since released, of course, an amazing debut record that got you on the map with Between Me and the Machine in 2021. But for listeners and maybe even your fans and my fans who may not know the formation of Resolve, right, alongside your bandmates, and if you could briefly talk about that moment in your life when you knew that this is what you wanted to do with it, you know, play the music, because 6 years, I feel like everything's gone by also in a blink at the same time. And, you know, it's, do you look back on those times when this all began with Resolve?
To be like it's funny because the whole Resolve story basically now dates back to 10 years ago. And like, we're always talking about that. Like, we now have this theory, like, and like, we are not the first one coming up with that, but like in music or in pretty much anything, like it takes 10 fucking years of grind and effort to like start to reap some kind of reward. And it feels like we are like at the beginning of this stage. But basically, long story short, because this can get very, very long, I was in a band with my two other brothers, Nathan and Aurelia, which is a very hard name to say for Americans. And in 2013, like we were just starting out. And a band from like local band to us, like 1-2 hours away, which is a lot for us French. Like, I know like distances don't really work the same on both continents, but for us, basically a band from like, 150 kilometers away from us reached out, and they were like, okay, so we really like your band. We are just standing out as well, playing like our EP release show. Would you guys like come down and play as well? So we're like, let's go. And that's the night when we met Anthony, the vocalist of Resolve, because at the time he had his band and he was playing the guitar and singing in it. And on that show, we basically like mutually blew each other away. Like I remember watching his band set, and they were like so fucking tight, and he was incredibly good. And he was singing us pretty much the same, like right after the show. So from then on, we became good friends. Realized we had like a lot of stuff in common and everything. 2016, like both the bands we were in kind of started, like we are starting to see the cracks and everything. So like eventually they both fell out, and it was like very obvious to us, like let's do a band together. So it was me, my two other brothers, and him. So that brings us to 2017. We did the first EP. Like basically we spent a good part of 2016 like writing, just like getting to know each other musically, because like before he was basically like his previous band was very much you could say like it had a lot of Stray from the past influence, but like early
Yeah.
Stray and also like very alternative-ish in a way. And we were playing like straight up melodic hardcore, like ripping off counterparts from the time and stuff. And we wanted to do something that was more like that had more like there was more layer than maybe more on the metal side rather than hardcore side. So it took us a while to like figure out our sound, and it really did, because I feel like basically we started working together 2016, 2017. Like we played our first few shows, actually went on tour that year, like played a UK tour to like literally nobody. But we also like got to do some like cool shows, opening up like locally for Architects, Where She Sleeps. But we are still like very much in our infancy. And so things started to ramp up in 2019, because like that's the first time like we were like putting up music that was getting like some Spotify playlisting and like some more YouTube views for. And the only reason I can think of for that is because, like I was saying, that's where we basically started to find like our own sound,
Yeah.
and which is pretty much like at this point with two albums and the Pendulum EP, which like you can pretty much capture the whole resolve, like the whole resolve of sound with
Yeah.
these releases. So I think like from this point on, yeah, it's been just a lot of fun, very rewarding. Obviously there's been a pandemic as well, which like we are, I feel like we are one of the bands that maybe in a way benefited, well, that's
Yeah.
tough word to say in
No.
English, more from the pandemic. Like we did this live stream with Landmarks, which like was awesome. Not only like a great moment to
I
film, but
remember
the
this.
receipt.
Yeah, I remember
Yeah,
saying that
and man, like
actually.
I'm still so grateful that we did that. And like to be fully honest, like it was Landmarks, like it was a long Landmarks event, but basically it came up from one of my brothers who's actually like the current filling in bassist for Landmarks now. And he's the guy who does like all of our videos. He directed the Landmarks live stream. He directed all of our videos so far. And he was the one who was like, you know, let's do something that's not really been done before, which is like every band was doing live streams, you know,
Yeah.
because we couldn't do otherwise. But he was the one with the idea, like let's do like a full show live stream, like with more than one band, because it's usually like it's one band that gets together in their practice space. And no, like Landmarks and Glassbone like came up to our space, and we did this like collectively. Of course, everyone was testing and stuff. And so that was like the first thing that kind of put us on the map, also because it was happening right at the same moment as we're starting to, like we announced that we had signed to Rising Empire, released like one song, which was Seasick Sailor. Then it was this live stream, and then we released another track. So that timing was just right, and it kind of built up like through the whole of 2021. And when things opened back up in 2022, we have been able to tour
Yeah.
finally, and like not with a crazy delay in between the album release and like tours being back. So it's been, I mean, couldn't really complain, to be honest. I'm sorry, like I just went through a full like historic lesson on Resolve that may not have been your question at all from the start, but.
No, Robin, I love that discussion. And thank you so much for sharing your backstory on Resolve, because I feel like people need to know about you guys. And here's the thing. Yeah,
Thanks.
you're telling me about you're not a talented musician and so on and so forth. You know, of course I don't believe that, but look at what you just told me. You are a big reason to why Resolve is here, and I want people to realize that Resolve wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for your hard work and dedication and the passion you put behind the craft that you create, right? So keep
I
it.
guess
Keep,
so. Yeah, thanks.
no, it is. It's great, and I love seeing that. And speaking of which, you know, your influences, whether it's personal or professional, I would love to know more about this. You know, who are they and what do they mean to you? If you can talk about that for a second.
Well, I mean, I got into metal. Basically, I'm 30, so I was born in 93. And weirdly enough, like when I first got into metal, like I remember a lot of my friends were listening at the time to Bullet for My Valentine, which was like very big in France. I mean, I guess because they were like neighbors and stuff, but or like Trivium, that was a hot topic. But no, me, I got into metal like because of, well, Metallica was the first band that I really like, first metal band that I really got into. But I really got like into like all of the 80s trash. I mean, no, not all of it, to be perfectly honest, but
Most
mostly
of it.
Metallica, mostly Metallica, Megadeth, and then it was like Sepultura. Then I got like really into proggier metal, like Opeth, Dream Theater, Devin Townsend,
Meshuggah.
still a huge Meshuggah as well. And then, weirdly enough, I remember I was like 16, 17, maybe. This is like a few years before what I was talking about like earlier. And I had a high school friend who showed me Architects. I think it was Follow the Water from the Holocron
Bro.
album. I think that what he showed me like an Under Oath track. Could have been like something from Lost in the Sound. Could have been the first track from Lost in the Sound. Crazy. That and the Chariot, if you remember that band,
I remember
which
that
was
band. So
and man, like I binged these three bands, like I discovered them and I went crazy. Like I listened to everything, even like the weird old On the Road albums and stuff, you know.
bro,
So that's like when it comes to metalcore, that would be like that's what got me into the genre.
You mentioned the Chariot. Gojira, the shirt I'm wearing right now, their first ever North American headlining tour back in 2009. The opener for that show
No.
was the Chariot. Yeah, and it was in
Oh,
the
man.
size of like my room. Of course,
Yeah, I was gonna ask.
Gojira. Of course, Gojira now is like they're untouchable, but nobody knew about those guys. They were headlining. The Chariot opened, and that's.
I think, because from what I remember, I think it was Machine Head who first took Gojira like to the US. Was that like
Yeah, that
before?
was when Machine Head. Yeah, that was their first trip to the US, but the tour that I'm talking about is their first ever headlining tour in the US.
Okay.
And that was when The Way of All Flesh, one of my favorite albums ever, probably my favorite.
Dude,
That's when
I
that
love.
dropped at that time. It changed my life. Another thing I'm going to point out,
Same, very
I
same,
just
man.
saw Metallica for the first time 4 days ago.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, crazy. They're doing of course the M72 tour. I've never I'm gonna I promise we'll get to the human in a second.
No, it's fine, it's fine.
I've never cried during a show, but when they
Wow.
played, when James was up there, and I'm getting goosebumps, you can't see it, but he's playing one, right? Soon as the first chords hit, just oh my, like the feeling that you get. That's why we love the music, Robin. That's why, you know, this is why I do what I do, to give a platform like you guys to talk about what you love to do. But when they played that chord, I've never felt that. I haven't felt that since Gojira's first ever North American headlining tour. Those are the two
That's
shows that
man.
mean so much stuff. So the irony of Metallica getting to where you are today, and then I know I'm telling all my friends that this is my first time ever seeing Metallica, and they're like, "What, Sonny? Really? You own a publication, and you might know it.
Yeah.
Try not to tell this people. Don't say it out loud, okay?" And then James asked, like, it was in a huge stadium. It was where the Dallas Cowboys play, and he was asking, "So whose first time is it seeing Metallica?"
Yeah.
And then I raised my hand. Everyone was like patting me on the back, and it was just
Yeah,
anyway, it's of course it's a life-changing band for a lot of us, and shout out to the bands that you mentioned for getting us to where we want to get. But anyway, those two shows,
I just wanna, you know what, because this brings up a memory, like the like intense emotion and goosebumps that you can get at show. The last time this happened to me was a Tool. I saw them like just once, and it was 2019. I think I flew to Portugal
Never seen
to
them
see
yet. I've
them.
never seen them yet.
Dude, when they start, they opened with the pot, and like I never had like such a crazy like body experience. Like
It's
it was
like
like
euphoric almost,
your
right?
it's like maybe like all of the emotion that you've built like listening to this music is like being recalled, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
It's an out of body experience. So, and here's the thing, I'm also a photographer, so I actually got to shoot Gojira twice. I shot Gojira earlier this year when they came through with Lorna Shore and Mastodon. I don't know if they're doing it overseas, but Gojira is the band I've seen the most in my life, like 10 times. I've seen Iron Maiden like 5 times, but Metallica never, never seen Metallica, never seen Tool. So now you mentioned to me, The Pot is one of the best. It's such an underrated song, by the way, The Pot. I don't think people realize that. So the fact that you mentioned that, so that's still on my bucket list. So I will let you know if I do end up seeing Tool sometime in the future, but
But I mean, it's great. We are so privileged, you know. Like I was talking about this with a friend. It was like we were like I was on tour with a client of mine, and it was like what's the it was this question basically: what's the bucket list band that you are yet to see? And I was like, man, I'm blanking because I've been lucky enough to see so many bands that I've looked up to for years. So I mean, I'm eager for this kind of like very special show where it's like I'm seeing Paramore with Taylor Swift
Bro, hell
next year.
yeah.
So that could be my dose of outer body chills.
As much as I love doing journalism and talking to awesome people like you on my own show, I will always, always, always be a fan of the music first. And that's I love talking about experiences like this. Under Oath actually just came through a
Never
week. Oh.
seen them.
So
That's
under yeah.
that's one of the remaining ones.
Yeah, so I still have to edit those photos. Sorry, Third String Productions, because I was shooting that show with another one of my favorite bands, The Ghost Inside. Love those guys, and they came through a week before Metallica, and it's just good to like be at these shows. There's just an energy unmatched. But I didn't even know if I was going to Metallica. I was so sad because I didn't have a ticket. One of my friends like, "Hey, I got a floor ticket. Let's go." And I was like, "Holy shit, let's do it!" And it
Let's
was
go.
probably the best show of my life. Anyway, bro, let's get to Human, because I feel like we talk about everything except the new album, because I have to talk about this. Drops September 15th on A Rising Empire. That's why we do this, right? This is an insanely solid effort that follows up 20. If you have a drink, please finish it, because I got a lot to say. This is an insanely great follow-up to 2021's Between Me and the Machine, and that's still in my rotation today, Robin. I love that album. There's a reason I want to mention why outlets like Kerrang! Magazine and Rock Sound, even Metal Hammer, are giving you guys recognition here. I thought that debut record was the perfect starting point for you, and it really put you on the map in like the post-metal, melodic, industrial metalcore scene. But this album, I mean, it's fucking heavy, and every song I listened to on this album had me just shaking my head, like they threw another curveball at me. Robin, when you hear acknowledgments like that, like the publications that I've just mentioned, and these aren't just any pub, these are like established, revered publications like Metal Hammer. I used to read that magazine when my friend from UK would come in and bring that stuff over. When you hear acknowledgments and like that, especially now doing this for 6 years, like we just mentioned, is there a level of I don't know, a pressure at all for you when you guys sit down and then write new music again, or do you just drown out all that noise? You got the debut album out the way. Of course, that's a big step in anyone's career. But now it's like, okay, we got that out of the way. Now we can just do whatever we want. Like, what goes on in that head of yours when you guys write new material?
Well, we knew one thing. It was that Between and the Machine, like for what it was, did really good. Like honestly, it did better than we could have that we expected it to. Like we don't we've been so, I mean I'm saying it almost like as if I'm disillusioned, but when you're in a band and we've been doing this for like a few years now, you get used, and I'm sure it's all the same for you, like for your photographing stuff or even your publication. If you had done like half of the stuff that was promised to you, we wouldn't be talking right now. You know what I'm saying? Like It's always like a maybe. It's always oh, this could happen, but no, actually it's not happening, and you don't know why. So like you were talking about could it be the pressure of seeing like good words from Kerrang and Roxanne and stuff like that? To be honest, the main pressure point, and that sounds like cliche to say, but it was mostly, well, the listeners first. Like our very first goal, I think, was to not let the fans down, and just because it's not even 2 years in between the two albums. We knew, like we have had some luck on Between Me and the Machine, and we've had some good tours, and we've been able to make the most of it. So we wanted to like keep what's the saying, like strike the iron while it's hot. Like we were like, as soon as it was done, we're like, okay, let's get back into it. And this one was done, like you notice, it's I want to say heavier than the first one. That could be, and I mean that is probably because we were writing it while touring. So like when we played the Between Me and the Machine songs, like we could see what parts like really got people going, what parts were more like meh, like even on headlining shows, like because this is still we love ambient stuff, and we love like a more chilled down approach, but realistically we are a metal band, and people coming to a metal show, like they want to get some energy out of their body. So like it really was, yeah, let's keep our music, but just try to make it something more enjoyable both for us and for the audience, and something that maybe grabs you a bit more rather than waiting for you to kind of settle with it. Maybe I try to be more direct and maybe more like ear catching on first listen, probably.
And I gotta applaud your bandmates here, man, because those guys went above and beyond on this album. Hearing this album, okay, here's some bands that came up in my head. We talked about
Yeah, go
Landmarks.
ahead.
I talked about Landmarks. I think there's a similarity there. I was thinking of bands like Reliant K, Unearth, maybe even Beartooth. I feel like if they all got together and had a baby, it would be Resolve. But even that is an understatement. But and the cool thing is that it is Resolve. I don't think anyone out there is doing it the way, specifically the way that you guys are doing it. It makes you really stand out from that big crowd of metalcore bands trying to come into the scene. But songs like the title track that you guys put out, Human, Older Days, Bloodlust, Ignite, which I think that's the best song you guys have ever written, to be honest.
Thank you. We
That's
love
my
it. We love it.
I broke the replay button over and over and over on that song. What a great song. Holy shit. And all the way to Moonchild. I mean, it had everything I could ask for in a band like Resolve. I think you guys are raising the bar for yourselves. Good luck topping this one. From Anthony's vocals to the guitar leads, those bass lines like I talked about, the drumming patterns. There was a lot of chemistry on this. I think Resolve have finally arrived with this album. I began to think something like this. Walk me through this. I do wonder how much do things change from when you first start recording or composing on an album like this to where you end up finishing it. Like, do you have a specific
No.
sound in mind from day one? Does change these things change along the way? Like, what happens in there? It's like, how do you know when it's, oh, okay, it's done. Okay, let's push it away. I don't want to touch this anymore.
Well, first off, thank you very, very much, man, because this is like I really, really appreciate it. What can I say? I think one of the moments that stands out from when we were writing it was because basically our process, and it went in a similar way for the first one, but I was mentioning Anthony, like who was playing the guitar when I met him, because he's also like a sick, sick, incredible guitarist and musician. So he's the one who writes most of the demo stuff at his place. And so what we'll do and what we've done for this album is we'll do a few like writing sessions at his, like we all go to his apartment and just hang out and listen to his demos and just like mess with it, the structure, the arrangement. And when we started, like when the first album like was done, and it had been a long time, like in between when we delivered the masters to the label and when it was released because of the pandemic. Like we kind of sat on it for a while. But so this one was released, the first one was released November 21. I think like we were doing our first writing sessions in, like, I want to say March, April of 22. We had songs like Move to Trash, I think was the very first one that was like
Okay.
on the table. Death Awaits was a follow-up as well. I think Human came up basically on the second writing session that we did. Like, I think I remember, like, we arrived to Anthony's apartment. He was like, okay, guys, I think I've got something maybe a bit special here. And like from the very first moment, it just played a track. Like it all came instantly. Like I think I don't even know like what inspired the name Human, but like I remember like 5 minutes after listening to the track, we were all like, you know, like when you're excited, like everyone's walking around and like picking like stuff from the kitchen or just like having something, and we're all like discussing, okay, so I think the album's name is Human. I think this is gonna be the first track. I think this is, should be like the track with which we announce the album. Like basically the whole vision for the album was kind of unlocked from this moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, then it was, I mean, we are the kind of band we like to build our albums as albums. So like, I remember like shortly after, like we worked on Human and we had maybe like five, six songs that ended up being on the album. And like, I remember very much us like taking a paper and being like, okay, so Human goes first. I think like Death Awaits would work really well as a second. We need a third track. Like, what could it be? And
Yeah.
almost like, oh, you know what? Like something like very different. So I remember like this weird demo that you had that became All the Days Down the Line. So it's very much like putting ourselves into the listener's shoes and being like, okay, so after once this track is done, what do I need to keep the journey going, to keep it interesting, to keep it like fresh but still cohesive? That's always something that's on the back of our minds when you are writing.
Do you have a favorite song on the album?
Could be Human.
Okay.
Could be Human. Could very much be Continuum as well, which I think
That's
is going
also
to
a great
be
song. I think that's the song right before. Oh no, I think that's in the middle of the album. I'm thinking of
It's track four. It's like track four.
track four. I'm thinking about the song like right before Ignite, because those two, I feel like those two songs really complemented the other, like
Right,
the most.
right before Ignite, that would be, no, Move to Trash is after Ignite, right?
Yeah, Move to Trash is after. There's a song before
What's
that. It's
fuck?
like Comfortable Something.
Oh,
Comfortable.
comfortably dumb.
Comfortably Dumb. Yeah, that's such a great song. I don't have the list in front of me, but I'm just going off my memory. Ignite is such a great song. I hope you guys, I'm just a fan. I hope you guys end up playing that live at some point. But
We will actually. We will play a lot of the album live. We are like, I
then
was literally like working on the live show today, and like almost the full album is going to be on the surface, which is exciting.
I'm telling you, man, that because I don't think that song's one of the best songs you guys have ever written, in my opinion, and probably one of the
Thank
top
you.
songs I've heard this year, period. I mean, I've had some of my favorite bands like August Burns Red release their album earlier this year, but you guys are creeping up that list. I'm like top three of this year. So,
Thank you. By the way, it's funny
yeah.
because we wanted to release it as a single for the longest time, because we do feel like you, to be honest. But like for the singles, obviously, like there's a lot of people involved in the choosing. You know, it is like
Yeah.
management, label, and like for a reason, because we want these people's input as well. That's why they are on our team. So eventually, Ignite had to not be a single, but like we want to maybe like next year down the line, like do a cool music video for it, and maybe like try to put it forward, you know, like post album release, because like, yeah, we feel like this song is pretty special. Like it's both very simple, and yet it's like, I think it's gonna be the toughest one to play on the bass, to be honest, because the like
You
the
got
lights are
this.
crazy. Oh, I mean, I'm gonna have to practice, but I do get this. I do get this. So, but yeah, I hope that this one track, because I mean, now that once the album is out, it's all gonna be a matter of seeing, like, obviously you've got the singles, which always like are more listened to because like more people put them in their playlist and stuff. But then it's very interesting to see like what stands out from like what kind of track stands out. So yeah, I'm very looking forward to see Oh, it goes on
So,
for this one. Yeah.
and this last part I want to get to, I'm always intrigued for this subject because, of course, between writing and then structuring the songs, of course, there's a production process behind it. You know, keep all this in mind as I'm asking this, Robin, because the lyricism throughout this album, we kind of just touched on it a little bit. This delivers a unique take on the outlook of this wild, wild planet we live in, obviously. You know, you have a song like New Colors, which talks about uniting, kind of to summarize it, uniting in the wake of the end of our species, right? Not
Yeah,
making it
pretty
alone in this
much, yeah.
world. Bro, earlier this summer, I think you guys mentioned it also, the record for the highest ever global temperature was once again broken. Bro, I'm in Texas. I know exactly what you're talking about. This is the worst.
Yeah,
This is probably
but
the
you guys
worst.
have AC. You
Right
guys have
now,
AC,
dude, I didn't
and
have
we don't
AC for a
here.
week. I didn't have AC for a week last month. So it was terrible. And luckily luckily we were able to find a guy because it was happening to everybody around here. And probably the worst summer I've ever dealt with. Anyway, the point is, you know, you have a song like Death Awaits even, which talks about, you know, of course, down the line, we all end up the same. And that's something we should embrace and not fear, which is death, because it's seen as a sad occurrence, but it happens to everyone. You know, there's a different way to look at it instead of just it being sad. And of course, it's because we're no longer here, but there's another way to look at it. And your song touches on that. And I begin to think of the tangibles like themes or messages to your music, Robin. I feel like, is that a big component of songwriting for a band like Resolve? You know, how important are themes to you?
Well, I mean, to be perfectly honest, we are the kind of band like we write like the riffs first, most of the time. Like sometimes there will be a vocal melody like that pops up very early for a chorus, but it's more like okay, so like the album's done instrumentally, now let's put like lyrics and vocals to it. But yeah, like you're saying, like we try, and I mean it's a bit of extra work, I think, for us French, because I mean I try my best with English, but it's not our first language. It's sometimes it can be like hard to come up with something both entertaining and like full of sense and just, or even just grammatically accurate, you know. So it's always a very long process for us, like the lyric writing, and because like you're saying, we try to, like we don't want to, like we feel like we have a responsibility to say something at least, not just to like waste space just by existing. Like it's, but at this point, I mean, there's the very like inner side of our lyrics, which talk a lot about how you deal with the time passing. Like it could be like death away, so Continuum also like talks about that. Older days, in a way, like just, yeah, seeing the years run by, like you were saying earlier, like 2023 has gone by so quickly, and I feel like
Somehow.
it's only getting. I remember my dad, like when I still remember when I was a little kid, my dad was telling me, "You'll see, like the older you get, the faster it goes," and like seeing how fast it already goes at 30, I'm kind of concerned for what's next. But yeah, it's either that or I mean, what else really like matters in terms of topics we need to be loud about more than climate change? And I mean,
Yeah.
I don't think we could even be talking about climate change at this point. Like it's kind of the point of New Colors. It's like the point is we're already way past the point. And now it's gonna be a matter of facing the consequences and maybe trying to not even reverse, but just like make it kind of durable in a way for like the next generations, which are gonna have an incredibly hard time. Like I'm not even like, that might be too pessimistic, but even myself, like, will I really be able to finish my life in the same world that I started it? Like it could go very, very fast. Like the moment people are gonna like actually run out of water, like down south, what's gonna happen? They're all gonna like come up here as they should, because like you should never fucking die of water in our world. Like we have the, like it's absolutely insane that we have the resources to, like I can just go and fill this up right in my kitchen and have like infinite supply of water, and that's, I mean, that's something I take for granted, and who would I be to judge anyone would try. Like, if you cut the water in my kitchen, like, give me within 2 days, I would be just like a zombie, you know? Like,
Yeah.
it's like, so yeah, it's when it's gonna come, and I feel like it's gonna come rather sooner than later. It's we will have to change our lifestyles. We will have to, I mean, will we even be able to play music for a living and tour, like, in a world where it's a matter of survival? It's all these themes. It's very bleak to think about, but we need to be prepared, because that's coming on us, and that's because of us. I mean, not you and me, obviously, but we're all the same species. So,
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better. And I think of a movie like,
I mean, could I say that with a slightly better English, I guess,
no,
but
no, 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 no. You kidding me? No, 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 no. Don't say that, Robin. You explained it so perfectly, and it needs to be talked about. I think of a movie like one of my favorite movies of all time is Interstellar, and we know what happens there.
same.
You know, that's they end up in a their life didn't end on Earth, and that's a it's a strange feeling to think about that, but. This is as real as it gets, man. So I appreciate you sharing all that. I appreciate you translating such a strong topic like that. It's one thing to talk about a topic, right? But it's another thing to translate it into such a productive outlet like this album. And I hope human, it really, I felt it here with this album, and I can't wait for people to hear it in just a couple
Thank you,
weeks
man.
when this
I'm
album
really glad to
drops.
hear that.
No, really. Thank you. Thank you for putting out the music that you have. Please come to Dallas soon, not this time, hopefully. I mean, I would love to see you anytime, but try not to come during July through August. Come during October, because October, that's my birthday month. That's when it goes down to 70 degrees. That's the best time. Nicholas listened to me and he loved it. So
I mean,
shout out to Nicholas from Landmark, but go
we will have to. I mean, we
ahead.
touring the US feels like it's the next, like, big goal for us. And
You'll get
it's still,
there.
I mean, it's still a long, I mean, we I guess we will. I mean, we don't have to rush it in a way, because I'd rather get there on the right opportunity at the right time, rather than just rush it and get there for the sake of doing it. But I'm sure we
Yeah.
will. I mean, and if not, we will keep grinding it until it happens. So,
Can't wait,
even
man.
in any way.
And I know we covered a good amount of ground on this awesome conversation, by the way. Thank you so much for sharing so much
Yeah,
about
it
who
was
you
great,
are
man.
and really who what Resolve is all about, representing even the French like music scene and the process and the form of art that you guys convey, and of course the different perspectives and the experiences in your time, like you've taken in, which you've discussed about, and performing for as long as you have, and the people you have met, of course, and work with during these two records. I feel like I mean, it's like a sound like a broken record, but you found your sound with this one, with the touring, your loyal fan base. You guys just played Hellfest, by the way. That's a big
Yeah.
deal, okay? So you guys are
It
definitely going
was so
places.
good. It was so
And
good, man.
I know we're entering an exciting chapter with Resolve and even this album here, even you. I'm excited to see where you guys go from here. But Robin, man, do you have any last words, just any shout outs, anything else you'd like to plug in as far as Resolve and the new album before we finish things off here?
I mean, I feel like you've plugged the album plenty, and way better than I could have done it. So that's done, I guess. No, I don't
All
know.
right,
Just
see ya.
like, yeah.
That's it.
I mean, yeah, honestly, you did the best advertisement I could have asked for. No, I don't know.
When does your next tour kick off? Or I guess the big one or surrounding the album release? I think it's like right around the corner, I feel like.
We are doing a French, like, big headliner. I mean, big for us, like, with a like proper, like, it's honestly proper venues, and it's a lot of shows, so it's very exciting. This is starting 29th of September
Okay.
and going all throughout October, so that's gonna keep us busy for a while. Then we are doing Europe with another French band, actually, Rise of the North Star. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, because I don't think they are that big in the US, but they are, like, very big in France and
Okay.
Europe. And then, like, the plans are still figuring themselves out for next year, but hopefully it's gonna be, yeah, a whole lot of touring, some new goals and some new challenges. We like, I mean, obviously, I don't know, it's always changing, but we are considering maybe taking slightly more, maybe more, a bit more time in between the second and the third album. So that might mean that we could get, like, some time to just live our lives a little, Like sometimes next year, but I'm not too sure about that, to be honest.
But
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I will say this, there's definitely a level of inspiration to what you're doing here, Robin, and you're seeing results. That's an important thing. So just make sure you celebrate your successes along the way, because you guys are really moving up the ladder here. I mean, I told you,
Sometimes you forget.
I gotta say, I said pinch yourself. Make sure you do that. There's a reason why I mentioned why my friend mentioned how Resolve's one of his favorite bands, and he can't wait to hear this podcast. So
Oh, man. What's his name?
I forgot his name. I'm so sorry. He works for a
All
media company called Spliced Media. We just met on that first day, and
right.
we shot a show together, and he was mentioning how he loved Between Me and the Machine, and I told him, hey, they may be on my podcast soon. Now here we go. But
Shout out to that guy then,
shout out to that guy
your
then.
man.
And Robin, I would love nothing more than to just stay in touch on the socials, man. Get
Absolutely, man.
just follow you, see what you've been up to, and of course, stay in touch before you guys come to the States so we can meet up at some point. But
Yeah.
everyone who is listening, this is Robin from Resolve. Human drops September 15th on a Rising Empire. If you could do me and Robin a favor, buy the album. The bands can't do it without your help. That really goes a long way. And I'm old fashioned, Robin. I like to keep the hard copy in my hand because a lot of hard work and dedication went behind that. I still buy records that's sitting in the
Yeah, it does.
corner of my room. Even if bands are coming out with cassettes again. So if that
We
isn't proof, then I don't know what is.
are yet to do a cassette, but I would love to do one down the line.
And everyone who's listening, of course, you can listen to this podcast on all major podcast streams out there. Check us out on interviewonfire.com. Robin, thank you from the bottom of my heart, man. I really appreciate you for talking with me today. I had such a great time. Nothing but the best for you and the boys from here on out. Have a great rest of the year. If we don't talk again, of course, but we'll stay in touch. Have a great
Thank you very
tour.
much, man.
I can't wait for people to hear this, man. It's a thing of beauty. All right.
Thank you very much, Sonny. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, buddy. Stay in touch. All right. I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
From the fight with the galactic tides, loved ones left behind, vanished with.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Interview Under Fire podcast. If you guys liked what you heard, please subscribe and share our channel. And please leave a 5-star review, as that helps us tremendously. If you'd like to check out more, visit www.interviewunderfire.com or our social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And finally, we want to thank you all for the support you've been giving us. Keep it burning.